Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we have much to cover, and I just want to show the people that watch the show, that listen to the show, I want to show you the reflection of what's being tolerated in this country again. I'm reading right now, as a matter of fact, Jeremiah 4:17. I was just going through it. And the first thing that came to me before the show was we're being surrounded by our enemies. The noose is being tightened on the American people little by little. I'm not giving voice to the enemy. I'm giving voice to the Lord that these things are happening because people are not taking heed to his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes. It's that simple. If someone's assailing me, I respond, right? A better way of saying this is what Ben Franklin said. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. That's what the American people have tolerated at every given level. And I'll tell you what we're dealing with in this country is political idolatry. And again, going back to what I always say concerning the establishment, everybody's complaining about the establishment, yet they keep giving their support to those candidates that are hand-delivered, not realizing that they're two wings to the same bird. So they keep going around the mountain over and over and over again. There's over 1,000 other presidential candidates, Americans. Let me just say it again for the 50,000th time. There's over 1,000 presidential candidates to choose from, and yet you're content with the ones that are delivered up by the people that you say you don't believe, or at least 94% of you. When you go to Jeremiah 4:17, what does it say? As a keeper of the field are your enemies round about you. Because she has been rebellious against me, saith the Lord. These things happen in our rebellion. That's what's happening. We're getting a response from the Lord because of the rebellion of the people that claim to be his. He's not going to tolerate it. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. Not because you have to, but out of gratitude, you do so. And you live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But what does he say right after that in the third commandment? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And throughout all of the word of God, you see over and over, wherever people wickedly depart from the Lord, here comes his judgments. That is the history of men that pay not attention to history, is what it is. But as a keeper of a field are they against her round about, your enemies, because she hath been rebellious against me, saith the Lord. Now, I know that they think, and the people think right away, who are these that are against us, our enemies? I'm here to tell you, it's the Judases that are in the pulpits in America, the hirelings, John 10:12. I'm also thinking of Luke 22:48. It's the Judases that are in a reflection of the church who's supposed to be the moral compass of society, but has failed to do so. And now it's interesting, instead of the church leading by following the Christ, John 14:6, now they're following their favorite corrupt politician within the halls of government. They have the roles completely upside down, completely backwards. The church is responsible for what's going on here. Christians are responsible for what's going on here in this country. And again, remember, friends, Isaiah 58:12 tells us that we're to be repairers of the breach. We're not to sit there and just go along with it and talk about these heretical teachings that are being taught to people, that they're just going to be raptured from responsibility. It's not going to happen. Never has, never will. The church is called to bring forth the answers to the world, and we better get busy while we have the time to do so. Well, some might say, well, there's no hope. No, you would have it so. Read again the prophets and listen to the rebellious children, because that's exactly what they say. There's no hope. Nope, they just want to continue on the road that they've created that's wide and broad that leads to hell, in hopes that somehow someone's going to tell them they're going to be saved because they said the name of Jesus in a prayer, but they live by the devil, like the devil. That ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. Quit deceiving yourself. Americans, we have an opportunity here, and here's the hope. The truth that's been given unto you as to how you respond to it, there's your hope. And here's the good news. You still have the freedom today to do the right things. You might not have that freedom tomorrow if you keep allowing the tyrants to tighten that noose. Read Jeremiah 4:17. The enemies are round about you. And again, it's not coming from a foreign enemy, friends. It's coming from those in America that call themselves Christians, brothers and sisters to you, that are the enemies and that are playing Judases to you because they've sold you out for 30 pieces of silver, just the same way that Jesus did or was betrayed by that of the likes of Judas for 30 pieces of silver. That's where this is coming from, folks. I live, I breathe, I eat, I sleep this information. I can clearly see, according to the Word of God, where the problem lies. It lies within us in tolerating the crimes of those that are tightening the noose upon our necks. I've called for since day one a reformation. I've called for since day one lawful response concerning the crimes taking place here in this country. And we know exactly where they're coming from, and yet Americans want to keep acting like this is some foreign entity or enemy working and having its way within the United States of America because they're stronger than who we are. Well, that's why they're doing it. That's what the communists say. If they feel your steel, they'll retreat. They don't feel your steel. They feel your mush. That's why they're proceeding. And who's it coming from? Your said representatives, and it starts in the church. Period. That's exactly where it starts. I've got much to cover, and we're going to just take it for the time that's allotted. If we have to go a little longer today, that's totally fine, too. But I do want to bring people over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. If you want to watch us live, go to the live stream on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe there. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side of that page. Also, if you'd like to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to say this, just looking at the live feed right now, the numbers are down where I haven't seen them down this far for the last, I'm guessing 3 to 6 months. And it's interesting to me that when I lay the responsibility on the responsible party doesn't want to hear it, and yet they don't realize because of their refusing to hear the truth, that's why they're in trouble. They haven't put that together yet, but they will soon enough. I'm just hoping that they get the message that prevention is better than cure and taking heed to the warnings that the Lord bestows upon us. Read Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment. Again, I've got much to cover. I want to show you the reflection. Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. People like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrightonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just telling my friends all across the country and those that are watching us all across the country even now on through radio and or through our outlets, our media outlets here, that the ministry is under heavy spiritual attack. There's no question about it. With that, there are powers that are tolerated acting in a foreign mass manner to the U.S. Constitution, namely the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment, that are doing their best to censor the show. I just want to lay this out there again. Bradley, you talk about this a lot. I know that, but I need you to understand this isn't something that you should shy away from when you hear it again. It means that you should speak out all the more concerning the issues of the day, because if you don't, you're not going to have the opportunity of having free speech anymore. Rather, as George Washington rightly said, you're going to be led as dumb sheep to the slaughter. Ben Franklin said that freedom of speech is our bulwark of liberty. Well, guess what's under attack? You better ask yourself the question why we're under attack. You better ask yourself why your favorite talking head isn't being censored. Because if he's not being censored, he's a part of the problem. Advertently or inadvertently, he is controlled opposition. And again, just to remind everybody, many of these guys are out there serving their sponsors. We don't have sponsors. How does that fit those that accuse us of doing what we do for money? If that was the case, folks, I'm in the wrong business. I'm in the wrong business. But I am telling you that censorship is well at work across the country. By your government. They have, you know it all the well. There's the First Amendment for the very purpose of what we're talking about today. The Bill of Rights, folks, were given unto us so we could hold them to those that serve us as thou shalt not. So when you look at the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, what does it say? Congress, let me ask you something, folks. Who's Congress? Your representatives, your voice. Okay? They represent you. To uphold the law against those that are censoring us. Look at the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law. No law. Do you understand what no is, Americans? No means no. Nada. Ain't gonna happen, right? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That is talking of the Christian religion. Has nothing to do with a bunch of people coming from the Middle East trying to conquer this country. They don't have a right to come into America and commit the act of treason in hopes of overthrowing who we are as a people. When they talk about the establishment of religion, it is under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Presbyterians, so on and so forth. So there's a freedom of the establishment of religion, okay? Or the prohibiting of the exercise thereof of free speech. There is no authority given to those that serve we the people to assume authority to go ahead and stifle free speech. That's what they're doing. This is what big tech companies are doing. And they did it in a big way when they started to push the big pharma narrative concerning the pandemic. They didn't want anybody talking out against anything that they were doing concerning this genocide. Yet they told you it was a genocide. Okay? I'm going to get to that in a moment. But listen, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping thereof of the free exercise thereof. This includes in schools. This includes in work. So on and so forth. You don't take your Christian cap off for nobody. Okay? You don't allow the government, where there's an erected wall barring them from who we are as Christians in this country, which, by the way, they operate in the same law we are. They're supposed to uphold the law, not to attack it. But what you need to know, friends, is we don't live our lives in a compartmentalized form or fashion. Okay, we are who we are in Christ, and we experience that liberty that he gives us all day long, regardless if we have to go in and spoil some devil's party. Amen? Read Luke 10:19. It says, or abridging the freedom of speech. They can't do that. This is what they're doing. Or of the press. This is the Bill of Rights. You should also look at your state constitution, because you're going to find it, like I did right away, that the state has no business censoring free speech. But what are they doing? They're working hand in glove with federal government, who is the tail, not the head. The states created the federal government, not the other way around. And what are they doing? They're working with big tech companies to censor anybody that would dare speak out against their unlawful agendas. And that's exactly what's going on here. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, January 6th, okay, and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Isn't that what was going on January 6th? Yep. So if you want to see to the degree that they've gone, well, look online. And also look to January 6th, because it coincides. They're tightening the noose on your freedom of speech. They want to shut down any opposition. That's what they're trying to do. These people must be lawfully dealt with by the people in this country, because they did not derive just powers from us to attack us. We do not work for them. They work for us under God. Period. I'll end this piece with this. Censorship, listen carefully. Censorship, as a matter of fact, it's funny, because I'm on a site here. I want to show you this just so you can understand how to the degree that this is happening. When I go over to one of my social media platform pages, I want you to see this, okay? So I'm going to show it to you right now. Here it is, okay? This is my live feed. Just wait a second. There's five people on there. There's five people. Folks, I have 10,602 followers plus 4,974 friends, and five people know that I'm on the air right now. I'm sorry, now four. Something a little odd, friends? Oh, yeah. Just talked to a radio show host guy today in Michigan, and he had asked us, you know, how well we were doing. I said, well, we were doing fantastic until big tech and the government decided to go ahead and violate their own oaths. I mean, the federal government, not only can they be impeached and prosecuted, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, but big tech companies can be sued big time. And I'll tell you what, when the American people figure out what's going on here, I hope they catch on to it here before it happens. You'll put them out of business. That's how many people can bring claims against Facebook, Twitter, Google, and the gist for a violation of free speech. I'm talking about liberty is the right to do what the law permits when we're talking about free speech. I'm not talking about subversive speech. I'm not talking about immoralities. I'm talking about what the Lord approves of. And that's exactly what we've been doing here since day one. But I want you to listen to this. Censorship is the tool used when the liars lose their power. So a totalitarian system of government comes into play when what? They lose power through the lies that they're sharing with the people. I wish this was true all the way around, Donald Trump. I wish people had more common sense to understand that their man is not where he's at today because the media is censoring him. Nope, they're giving him all the attention he needs to put him back right into the people's White House to finish the job. And I'm talking about the father of the vaccine. But censorship is the tool used when the lie loses its power. I want to show you those that are behind the fact checkers really quick. This is brand new, April 26th, just today. Facebook fact checker arrested for attempting to murder an independent journalist. You have to understand you are dealing with a dangerous mindset. Why? Because the powers that are tolerating both state and federal government have deemed themselves, indemnifying themselves from any consequence from violating the laws when they're attacking free speech. And if that's not proof, and that's not the proof in the pudding, then you tell me why this factbook checker has been arrested for the attempted murder of an independent media journalist who accused him of spreading misinformation. You are dealing with dangerous people. Quit acting like this is not happening, America. Look at this. They're also interconnected to the Ukraine. They're also interconnected to, guess what? The Nazis. It's amazing how these guys keep popping up all over the place. People haven't made the correlation yet. I don't know how it is they haven't figured it out yet. If they would just do a little research on history concerning how Adolf Hitler assumed authority and what he did to get control over the people with only a 3% approval rating, you have to understand he used totalitarian methods to do so. He killed off his political opposition. Okay? Look at these guys. This is who's attacking you. They're foreigners. Many of them are foreigners. Look at these guys. They're goofy. These people are goofy. And again, let me remind you, you are dealing with a dangerous people. And the more that you let them go, friends, and giving them a free hand to stifle free speech, I'm telling you what, you again are aiding and adding strength to tyranny at every given level. Hey, folks, this is a plow. And when you plow, you have to keep digging up the rocks. And that's what we're doing here right now. Go ahead and look up Hosea 10:12 when you get a moment during the break, and we will be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. a time when America was at war over the right to own slaves, a time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So I just showed you that concerning the it's interesting as I'm online again, folks. This what's happening here with us has everything to do with you. So I'm looking over at live chat on another platform right now. People are complaining that they're not getting their alerts. This isn't happening by chance. Hey, folks, this isn't happening with Glenn Beck. This isn't happening with Ben Shapiro. This isn't happening with Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson. And they're on the same platforms. So you understand. I was at a meeting the other day. I'm the one that's responsible for getting the meeting going locally. It was a great meeting. It really was. We had some people teaching about common law and maxims in the gist. And interestingly enough, the guy that was talking was giving great information. And then he brought up, did you see on Tucker Carlson? And I looked over at my friend and I said to him, do you want to see how people are going to get mad? And you're going to understand who I am and what I'm called to do right now. So I raised my hand really quick and I said, so now we're friends with Tucker Carlson? Folks, you better understand those that are put up through the mainstream media. That again, I've said it 100 times, but you need to hear it again. That is controlled opposition. Tucker Carlson is worth $400 million, not because he's working for you. I don't care how much you like him. You better know his connection to the CIA and to the Bush family. And what he promotes. And what he says he believes, as if to suggest he's the standard. Charlie Kirk's another one. Folks, I can go on. And it's not going after other people to belittle them, to make their light dim and make mine brighter. I've said that before, too. It's nothing to do with that. You have to go beyond what they're telling you and do your own due diligence to find out the truth of the matter. Because again, friends, you're being lied to by these people. And I want you to make clear on this as to what I'm saying to you. These people that are popular in the mainstream media, they are not being censored. And if they're not being censored, you better ask the question as to why. If they're worth $400 million, you better ask yourself why they're worth $400 million. They're definitely not serving the Lord. And furthermore, if you look to them, you tell me when the last time you heard a one of them bring about the resolve lawfully. And making reference to hold these corrupt politicians accountable to the law by impeaching them and prosecuting them. And yet we have provision in the U.S. Constitution that tells us just that. And we get a bunch of people that say, well, if Glenn said that, well, if Tucker said that, well, if Sean said that, it must be true. No, that's all the more reason you need to go ahead and pull the curtain back to find out what is true. It's not so much what they're saying that's wrong. It's what they're not saying. That's what should bother you. Okay? Just making clear. I just highlighted the fact that the Facebook, and no surprise here, fact checker arrested for attempting to murder independent journalist. Of course. Well, look who they are. A lot of those fact checkers, by the way, Snopes is a CIA operation, if you didn't know that. There's no truth. They've been exposed 100,000 times over for the liars that they are and how they're set up and who they're working for. But when you look at who these people are, a lot of them are former CNN fact checkers. That doesn't make sense, right? Well, it's like asking a blind man to grab my hand and to pull me where I need to be brought. I mean, that's the blind leading the blind, right? It really, truly is. I wanted to highlight this. Boy, oh boy. Already over halfway done with the show. I hope you're sitting down. And this, again, is another reason for you to share the content of the show. You ready for this? And this, for those that are paying attention, this should come as no surprise, but this is what happens when a people no longer hold their government accountable to uphold the laws that they swore to uphold. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Military news. American military news just highlighted 140 illegal immigrants, you know, the ones that were breaking through the National Guard, through our military, jeopardizing the lives of our military men on the southern border. This judge, that's what they want to call themselves, our judges, just said to those 140 illegal immigrants that are being allured into America by treasonous governors and the people's treasonous federal government, 140 illegal immigrants, riot charges dismissed in Texas. Not making it up. For all those that have been stalking this ministry, for all those that are always trying to catch us in something, for all of those that are working for the bad guys, are you paying attention? Because your life is being jeopardized as well. You're not above this. Oh, neither are those that you're working for. They just haven't figured that out yet. It'll get to them soon enough. Because time is pushing us up against Judgment Day, that day of impending judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27. 140 illegal immigrants riot. They break through the military, jeopardizing the lives of the military. Illegals going into New York cities, attacking a city, attacking our police forces, killing our children, sodomizing, raping, trafficking, drug dealing, so on and so forth. Right? I want you to put that in the face. These 140 illegal immigrants, where all of their charges were just dismissed and all the crimes of the illegals that I just highlighted, which is only the tip of the iceberg, I want you to put that in the face of 950 Americans in jail right now. 950 Americans in jail right now for expressing free speech and readdressing their government for redress of grievances. 950 of them are incarcerated right now, but you have judges that are dismissing charges against illegal immigrants. Does that help you understand as to what's going on? I hope so, because that's where you're at. We're in dangerous times. A little late on the uptake here, and I'm not buying it one bit. I believe what they're doing is they're shifting these illegals to certain states and out of certain states to kind of sweep them in an area that they want them to be in. Go ahead and mark what I just said, because I know that's prophetic. I know that's prophetic. The federal government and the state governments and the powers that are tolerated are trying to drive these illegals into a position, into a place where they want to mass populate. So what they're doing now is, as ZeroHedge.com reports, these states are making it illegal for illegal immigrants to enter. How long has this been going on? Iowa, Tennessee, Georgia laws, Louisiana, Arizona, New Hampshire, cities and counties that also names, Florida laws, so on and so forth. Keep in mind, you can go ahead and go back to all of these governors, and you can go ahead and do your best to throw and lay your approbation, your approval upon them. But when it comes to the likes of Ron DeSantis, remember he was actually giving these illegals that were coming into a state, just like in Texas, he was giving them free tickets to the state and to the place of their choice concerning the destinations that they so chose. That is treason. They're just as guilty as Joe Biden, yet they're complaining about Joe Biden. No, they're doing the same thing. They're positioning them. They're repositioning them throughout the United States of America. You are being infiltrated, and this is all by the finger of God. That's what's going on. The bad guys, again, for the new listeners, for the new viewers, the bad guys are not having their way. This is judgment. And it first starts with his children. And that's exactly where this is going right now. But again, I want you to see this headline. These are the states that are making it illegal for illegal immigrants to enter. A little late on the uptake. I'm not buying it whatsoever. Also wanted to highlight this to keep this on the forefront. Well, there are those. Where's my phone? I was going to show you something. Maybe I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you after this next break. There's a picture of Donald Trump talking in the ear of Jesus, saying yes to the Lord, that yes, they lied about me too. Another one with the world on the back of Donald Trump. It's all blasphemy. It, folks, it is blasphemy. That man is a chameleon. We have somebody just reported to me the other day as to what's going on. This is the guy that's being driven back into the people's White House, raising hundreds of millions of dollars. And all those people that followed him in to Washington, D.C., 950 of them are incarcerated. You do the math. You tell me what's going on, because I'm not going to do it for you. But I believe it was my friend that just gave me a heads up concerning what's going on over there. I'm going to see if I'm right on this. If not, I'm just going to go ahead and jump to another topic here. Yeah, that's probably a different one. But there are so many different illustrations of Donald Trump in the position of Jesus Christ today, and his followers don't see it for what it is. I remember he's the guy that didn't build the wall, that he promised to build the wall. Remember that? Remember all of the promises that were made and none of them fulfilled? And draining the swamp, he did just the exact opposite. Remember that he's the father of the vaccine, which brings me to the next point. Isn't it interesting? This lady, according to the Defender, childrenshealthdefense.org, this doctor now, this nurse is now coming forward and saying, I knew that they were killing people after the fact. I knew they were killing. This is coming from a nurse. I'm sure she was probably censored too, like tens of thousands of other doctors were when the whole pandemic came about. They weren't allowed to tell you that they were dangerous. But the Defender just reported, I knew they were killing people. Whistleblower says COVID hospital protocols led to patients' deaths. Folks, we were telling people that before it was even, we even seen the fruit of it. Look at this one. Former Giant tackle Corey Cunningham is dead at 28 years old. He was a vital part of the spirit of the locker room. Wasn't the NFL, weren't they all required to get the shot? Yeah, they were. And over in Toronto, a student has now been cleared by the government to go ahead and sue vaccine policies. Oh, thank you. Do you see how the roles are backwards, friends? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. I just want you to see this for yourself so you know that, again, I'm just verifying all the content that we bring up on the show. Look at it's actually Jesus hugging Donald Trump. And it says, they hated me for telling the truth too. Jesus to Donald Trump. I put blasphemy. We're talking about the father of the vaccine here, folks. Okay? It's truly embarrassing. It is. And these people go headlong with a whore's forehead. And if you want to know what's wrong with your country, this is what gets you in trouble every single time. When you put someone in the place of Christ. Here's another one. I'm going to have to probably do this one as well. But it's a picture, and it's blasphemy. I mean, it's just, there's no better way to say it. But I want you to see this one as well. So you can see, again, how far these people are willing to go in their idolatry. It's sick. Honestly. And when the Lord says that he's going to judge a nation for this kind of stuff, oh my goodness. In standing on the side of the Lord, I totally 100% agree. If they can't see that the father of the vaccine is the one that created the storm, and yet they put out there these little posts of him sitting by the lake where the lake's unruffled, and he's got a cup of coffee in his hands, and it says on there, it says, do you remember the peace? And I'll take the time and just go back and say, remember the peace? This is the dude that created the storm. Are you that blind? He calls himself the father of the vaccine. Look at this. This is blasphemy, folks. Oh, Acts 12:22. Read it when you get a moment. Here, do you guys all remember this lady? I'm going to see if I can pull it up really quick. And it's coming. Just hang on a second. And it's a picture. Let me see what it is. Hang on. We're doing live radio, folks. If you just joined us, live radio. That's how it goes here. It was basically a article of the one. Oh, maybe it's that one. Nope. It's an article of the woman that we had on the show on video, in the video format, where she was talking about how $10 billion was reallocated by Donald Trump to the whole scheme, the whole pandemic. Here it is right here. Remember this? Catherine Austin Fitz. Trump put $10 billion into a program to depopulate the United States. But again, what happens? Nope. They put them right next to Jesus. But again, this only comes from those that don't even know the word. And they have the audacity to call themselves that. Clearly, they're something that they are not. Debbie, Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I was just calling in about the common law and how they're putting in paperwork against the senators. And I think they're going after Walz.
Oh, okay. Can you explain? Can you explain?
In Minnesota, how they said that they're going by common law. They're writing out it's not statute, but it's through the Constitution, and they're signing it, and they're sending them into their senators to take them out when they don't do what they swore an oath to do.
Okay, amen. Well, that's a good start, right? And we'll see how they respond to that. And I can almost rest assured, and I'm just going to go over to what Patrick Henry said. And matter of fact, I posted this the other day, and I just want to throw this out for the people so they can understand who our forefathers were and what it is that they established. Debbie, I'll give you the last word, my friend. Go for it.
Well, I just think that this has to spread like wildfire. I mean, I think that everybody's got to do this in their state and in their, you know, get them out of office if they're not going to go by the Constitution and to serve the people.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree, and I thank you for your phone call. I want to piggyback what Debbie just said from Minnesota. What did Patrick Henry say? He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Jealous attention. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel to be some sort of representative in government. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Well, folks, if you don't produce that force and show that vitality of the snake that has its eyes wide open, ready to strike, right? Don't tread on me. If that's not put up in the face of those that serve we the people, Proverbs 16:6, what are they going to do? They're going to show force through an unlawful means, through authoritarianism or totalitarianism. Let me read this one more time. Piggybacking my friend in Minnesota, Debbie. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Okay? Whenever you give up that force, Patrick Henry said, you are inevitably ruined. So the lack of force on the behalf of the American people, understanding that they are the law under God, is what's actually inciting these people and encouraging these people to go ahead and attack their own constituents. That's what's going on. I was making a point earlier for all those that were taking lightly what's going on in this country. It's getting to the point now where people are starting to simmer down because they understand what I've been telling them for years is now at their front door. Yesterday, I did a show where I was talking about red flag laws, which is nothing more than a cover under false pretenses under another name that works in the opposite fashion as to how they defined it, when in fact it is aimed at their political opposition. 18 of these things happened in the state of Minnesota already, and it just went into effect. It's all illegal. It all violates the Constitution. So if the American people are going to sit back and allow the corrupt to do what the corrupt do, as Edmund Burke rightly said, again, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing, and they're being encouraged to do it. They're being encouraged to do it. I wanted to highlight this as well. This Justin Trudeau, He not only is a sodomite, not only is he a traitor to his people in Canada, but just to prove the point and to further solidify the point that I'm making here, I'll let him make it. The People's Voice.tv just highlighted Justin Trudeau, the regime, to give over $100 million to pro-pedophilia movement. Why are they so adamant about empowering those that mean to attack anybody that attacks them? Because that's what Adolf Hitler did. That's who the SS were. They were effeminate, masculine sodomites is what they were. Okay? And I got about 2 minutes left here, and I wanted to show you this. People warned you concerning that of Mike Johnson. Here's Mike Johnson along with Donald Trump. The headline is thebirdingplatform.com. Trump sold out his base to shovel $95 billion to Ukraine and Israel. And guess who helped him do it? The guy that was sold to you as a good guy, being put right into that position, right along with Donald Trump, to commit the act of treason against the very people. They stole your money, and they're reallocating your money to foreign countries, friends. That's called theft. And I'm talking about Mike Johnson here. We played a video right at the offset when he was being moved into position. He didn't get there because he's against the establishment. He's being put there because he's the establishment. Did you see old Mikey's flexing his little muscles on the opposite side of his arm? Little dweeb devil is what he is. Thomas Massey just reported, according to thepulsemillennial.com, that Thomas Massey says he was threatened by Speaker Johnson's HSA for refusing to delete video showing House members waving Ukraine flags. Why? Hey, folks, if you can look on sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com, you can see your said representatives with Ukrainian flags. Okay, I'm going to try to go ahead and get some of these ads off that keep popping up around it so you can get a clear view. This is your said representatives. This is what they're doing through their omnibus bills. Same thing Donald Trump did, same thing Bush did, same thing Obama did, same thing Clinton did, same thing they've been doing for a long time right in the face of the American people. They're stealing your money, and they are, in fact, fortifying foreign countries as they're trying to disarm ours. This is judgment, friends. How people do not understand the first time as to what is taking place bewilders me to no end. This is your government waving Ukrainian flags, giving aid to the Ukrainians, the little Nazi that was put up over there, Zelensky, who's also a sodomite. Remember I played the video of him playing with his genitalia, an organ, and it was supposed to be funny? He's an actor, friends. Did you know this? He was an actor. And then he moved in from a position of being an actor into the position of being the head of the government over there. Isn't that interesting? Also played some gay videos for you that he was a part of. This is not a game, and all of these useful idiots do not realize that their time is short as they continuously promote that which God condemns. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we do not have sponsors. Do consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And also consider, folks, checking out a brand new book by Bradley Dean, yours truly, All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front, as well as The Soldier of the Cross.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.